But first up, a few wee memories here. I've got to say hello to my mate Phil Melville, who has seen Quo 24 times. Francis, how you doing, mate?
Hello, Phil. Oh, so I say hello to your mate for you as well. Listen, both of us said hello to Phil.
Yeah, you've made his day, you know.
He'll probably buy you a drink now, if you're lucky.
No, it would take far more than that. You'd need to be mugging him, basically, you know. So, listen, a new album, right? And a film. A film. Yeah. Really excited when I heard about a film.
Well, why don't you see it first before?
They
tell me off for saying things like that. It's kind of a spoofy caper kind of English humour silliness, I suppose you might say.
Is it a bit like Slade and Flame?
No, at all. It's nothing like any of those films, luckily. I mean, probably why we steer clear all our lives from doing things like this. This is basically Rick and I trying to play ourselves, and we go to Fiji in theory to play a gig. We see this John Lovitch, who's this gangster Wilson, trying to procure people from the street, mainly paraffins, that's tramps, paraffin lamps.
Oh, right.
And they get some all playing Russian roulette, and then he harvests the organs, which is one that is done for the chief of police there. We see that, and then they start chasing us. That's basically it. But as I said, my wife is American. She just looks, when she did look at it, and she said, I don't get it. I said, well, you wouldn't, you're American. And they don't get anything.
Different humour.
And it is different. But as I said, the best way to explain it is it's got children love it. Between 7 and 12 years old, it seems, love it. Just they're going, it's really great. So that's what made me realise it's a kind of a childish, silly humour.
Well, did you have fun doing it?
Oh, immense fun. I realise I need to be pushed out of my comfort zone occasionally, and that was way out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But we would be up each morning at 5 and leave at 6, be on set, dressed, ready to go for 7, and I mean shooting at 7, and then clear at 6:30 in the evening. So you were falling over by 8 o'clock at night.
Long days work, isn't it?
And 7 days a week, yes. And that would be then realising that, although we both moaned at certain points, we realised that this, and you must, and everybody must know this, that this, you get tired, and but you get tired when you've done something and you feel like it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a good time. The only I can liken it to, if I do some serious amounts of gardening with hedge trimming and getting up and lopping, and I really physically push myself, you're really tired, but it's great feeling.
Yeah. Well, here, listen, you're very good to yourselves. You shot a film in Fuji. Why could you not have shot it in Catford or somewhere, no?
Well, oddly enough, it's no good you picking on Catford. My grandmother's place was there. I quite like Catford, personally. It's the kind of place you can get beat up real easily these days.
Yeah. But you went to Fuji, so...
Yeah, you did, but I didn't call it Fuji. It's Fiji, isn't it? It's Mount Fuji, and the film is Fuji. Yes. I kept doing that. Honestly, I kept doing that. It's really nice to be here in Fuji. No, sorry, Fiji. Yeah. But we did. That was part of the director's thing, and this has been in the news here recently that we're trying to open tax, just like a tax relief thing on making movies. They get certain tax relief on it, and the same with Fiji, so to draw you in there, which means then, because it's such a low budget movie we did, that they can, the more money can be spent on the movie than there would be if you couldn't get the tax relief.
So
that's one of the reasons we went there, apart from it being stunningly beautiful. There you are.
Ah, well, yeah, brilliant, you know.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, so you're getting paid by the Fiji Tourist Board now as well.
Kind of. It just basically helps subsidise the movie, as I said. Same thing, which is why they want the Star Wars franchise to come over here. We'll for us over 10 or 15 years. It's very good. I don't want just to get on that box, but it'd be very good for us as a country to have that.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you've said how much you enjoyed it, although you were pushed outside of your normal sort of comfort zone. Do you have regrets you didn't do this 20 years ago, for instance?
No, I don't think so. No, that would me aspiring to be an actor, and I don't think... I don't have the bottle for that. I don't know about you. If you obviously you watch stuff, but there's certain things I thought, well, I couldn't do that kissy stuff. Mm. I definitely couldn't do kissy stuff, and I'd probably have trouble crying. Having said that, I've never been pushed to that point to say, well, this is how you do it. Maybe I could.
But how did you find the normal acting? Because I've seen people even trying to film TV ads, and the guy will say, walk in and open the door, and some people can't even do that, you know?
Well, luckily, maybe we can. As I said, thus far, people that have seen it see something in him and I. We're trying to be... we're kind of playing ourselves. We just had this massive ad campaign in Australia, which, if what you said is true, we must be okay doing that. But there's something in what people see in him and I together. I don't know, because I see him and I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get it. If there is some special magic, blah, 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 then fabulous. So be it. But I can't... I haven't seen the film yet. I don't think I will see the film.
If you come across as how music fans view you, they view you basically as the mates that they don't see often, but we'd love to go and have a beer with you. You know, there is this affinity.
Yeah, I was thinking about that last night, and somebody said that again this morning, and I wondered if, you know, I was trying to play the other side of the card, is that... But most people, that's probably why most people would say that. They really, ideally, would like something a little eccentric or a little larger than life, or perhaps probably in a dark moment last night, thinking that perhaps we let them down in that respect, that, oh, you're very ordinary. And
I know mates who are mad Quo fans. I mean, I've got loads of your albums as well, and the only thing I can describe it, it's as if any of us became famous in a band, we'd like to think we would be like you. That kind of thing.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say.
You know,
we would
retain a certain amount of normality and still be one of the boys. And I think
I find it very difficult not to be ordinary. I mean, no matter what happens to us, we are ordinary, unless we believe our own PR. And I can see a lot of that goes on. But if people begin to believe it, particularly some of the American acts, and they just go out on a limb, they go, where are you? Hello? There's loads of acts that I know that you have to... When they walk into rooms, certain members of staff have to avert their gaze and all that stuff. I'm serious.
Well, I've been warned that at interviews, don't look them in the eyes, that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it. You've had it as well. Yeah. What's the matter with you people?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? I just can't be that way. But as I said, to balance it, maybe it's a letdown to them. Perhaps people in ordinary lives want to see something a little extravagant or a little crazy, rather than as them two blokes, aren't they? Bloody ordinary, you know. It's got us this far. What can I say?
Yeah, of course. I think it's a lot of the appeal that you're still, you know, you're part of the gang. But so the film's out, and there's an album as well.
Yeah, the album's called Bulla Quo as well, obviously. And
where does the phrase Bulla come from?
Bulla is like, it's like the Spanish when they say hola, everything through me, hola. They say bulla, hello, it's hello, or there's a few. And it's all day long. When we first got there, I thought it's because they knew we were filming and we're staying in their hotel, you know. But it wasn't. It's no matter where you go, people say bulla, little kids say bulla, everyone's saying bulla, they're extremely happy people, and they make you feel very welcome. And so that's an expression. And it was going to be a soundtrack album, so I thought, good, nothing to do with me. I don't have to worry about that. Well, I was kind of wrong. I had managed to finish two songs, which were the best thing being that there were no parameters of this is a Quo thing. It's about from the movie.
Yeah.
So that stopped lots of, I can't do, I can't do. And we have, John has written a track on it, it's kind of reggae-ish, and one that sounds a bit like Queens of the Stone Age, I believe. There's a real mixture of material, which I have always maintained is a true Quo album. The last one we had, which was probably a best reception we'd had for a long time on an album, was very much one facet and all pretty much in the same key and all pretty much the same BPM. It sounds like I'm knocking it. I thought it was a really good album, but I like a bit of light and shade. Our lives are life and shade, you know. We live in relativity, so there has to be light and shade.
Well, listen, hang on a second, I'm just going to play a couple of snippets from the new album just to let people hear that there is a bit of contrast here. Yeah. Now, there's a few, well, a couple of snippets I would think, that's classic Quo, and then there's a couple of wee bits where you do go off on a tangent, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's, if I look at the ones that people say were the classic Quo's, Pile Driver, Hello Quo, maybe On the Level, Blue for You, those things, they always had... Rick would write a kind of a Living on an Island-ishy song. Yeah. Alan Lancaster's songs would... we talk about this a lot recently. He has this thing that leans toward what I call Del Shannon. So, and I would, and Bob and I would lean towards country, sort of pop bluesy country. So to me, it gave you a bit of balance to it, whereas yeah. we seem to have been trying to find that thing of the early albums and almost made an AC/DC album. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. I have to tell you, the girl in the office, Kathy, is 23, right?
And she nothing wrong with that.
I know. So, I mean, it's not as if we had to tell her who status quo were, but it was near enough, you know? So she put together the mixes for the album, right? And then she's on to your agent trying to blag a copy for herself because she liked it so much. You see, and there's someone in her early 20s.
That's what I like. We'll get it sent to her. Send somebody here the thing. We'll get one sent.
You know, there's a whole new audience, you know, that...
it's lovely all that, you know, that it's strange that people say, why do we get younger people in our audience? It used to be because their fathers, uncles, aunts brought them. Now, I must admit, as much as I'm not of that generation, but... The one thing that the internet has brought us with YouTube is young people can sit, look, make up their own minds without any peer pressure, and that's what we're finding. Lots and lots of people will come along because they've seen you there. Whereas in the past, in my generation, you may have got derided because you like that group, do you? Whoever they are, you know. You don't like ABBA. I remember doing an interview in Germany, and they asked me asked me various music I like. I said, blah, 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 and ABBA, and the guy said, ABBA? I said, yeah, great, ABBA, lovely. And I got taken to one side afterwards. He said, it's not good that you mention for your image with ABBA. So not only was my image a problem I had to watch out for, I had to watch out for the other act's image in case I liked it and it missed it. Leave me alone.
If it's good, I'll always like it, and that's it. But I mean,
I like it. I don't even know if it's good. I just like it.
Yeah, that's it. Well, listen, thanks for speaking to us, mate. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Is there a big premiere in London or anything? Is it one of these red carpet jobs for the film?
Oh, yes. Just second time on the red carpet, third time on the red carpet for me, 1st of July.
Yeah. Well, look forward to that.
Don't make me nervous. I'm getting nervous.
No, it's going to be great. Listen, even for the songs, you know, it's going to be great.
I hope so. I really do.
No, listen, Francis, really appreciate you speaking to us, mate. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. See you.
Cheers now.
Bye.
A new Quo single, Bula Bula Quo. The album's out shortly, and so's the film. Sounds like a bit of crack.